We're beginning Simon Yud Tes. We'll do the whole Simon. It's two Seifim. Says the Mechaber, Tzitzis Chovas Gavra Hu. Tzitzis are a Chovas Gavra, not a Chovas Mona. So that we mentioned this before, that the difference between tzitzis and other mitzvahs is that it's not a regular chiyuv on the individual, like tefillin, that you have to run out and buy a pair of tefillin, and if you don't, you're violating the mitzvah saseh. Here, you're only chayiv in the mitzvah min haTorah if you're actually wearing a four-cornered garment. And therefore, you might think that the chiyuv is to put the tzitzis on the beged, and in fact, we might have learned that from the pasuk, from the lashon of the pasuk of Sulahem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeihem, that you would make the tzitzis on the corners of your garments, whether you're going to be wearing them or not. But from the other pasuk of Gedilim ta'aseh l'chol arba kanfos ksuscha asher techaseh ba, it says it's your clothing that you are going to wear. So therefore, it's mashma specifically when you're wearing it. This is pointed out in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis. That's how we learn out in the Gemara that tzitzis is chovas gavra, not chovas man. So therefore, she calls man shein alove shatalis, says the mechaber, pater mitzitzis. If you're not wearing it, you don't have to put tzitzis on it. Ulefichach eino mevarech al asiyas tzitzis shein mitzvah ela belisha. So you don't make a bracha when you tie the tzitzis onto the beged. You only make the bracha when you wear the tzitzis, because there is no mitzvah to tie tzitzis onto the beged. As we mentioned in the past, it is an important hechsher mitzvah. And we'd possibly say on such a hechsher mitzvah, a mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, that it's actually better to tie your own tzitzis than to have someone tie the tzitzis for you on your behalf. But nevertheless, it's not an actual mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvos to tie tzitzis onto a beged, and therefore you don't make a bracha when you put the tzitzis onto the beged. And that's why, says Mishmarut Sifkat and Gimel, that's why when you put them on, you make the bracha li'asateif batzitzis, and you don't make the bracha of alasiyas atzitzis, etc. And he says, let's say you were wearing them, and then they became pasul, so you want to tie them up right then and there, so you have to take them off, fix them, and then put them back on. That's the nature of the mitzvah, that it's dafka, putting on a kosher pair of tzitzis. And then he throws in a nice ha'ari, says, in Sifkat and Dalet, he says that the mitzvah is to wear it. He says it's the same din by mezuzah. Mezuzah is what we call chovas hadar. It's a chiyuv on the person who's living inside the house. But if you're not living inside the house, you have no chiyuv to put a mezuzah up on the door. Even if you own the house, you can own a house that nobody's going to. Let's say you have an investment property you want to flip, and you're not planning on spending any kind of time in that house. You just bought it. You're going to have some non-Jewish workers come and fix it up. Or even Jewish workers probably are going to come and fix it up. There's no chiyuv whatsoever to put a mezuzah on that door. And if you would put a mezuzah on that door, you certainly shouldn't make a bracha on it, because there's no reason for that mezuzah to be there. It's only once you're going to move into the house right away, or you have moved in very recently, that you're supposed to put the mezuzah up on the door. But not when you just purchase and own the house, you should not put up the mezuzah at that time. Seif Beis. Sometimes they used to make a talis so that when a person dies, they can wrap themselves in this talis as part of their tachrichen. Let's say this guy had such a special talis made for him after he dies, so then he wants to wear it even while he's alive. So the Mechaber says over there, you don't have to put tzitzis on such a beged. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Hay that this is only according to the Das Harosh, that it's the Ptur is Ptur of Big Day Laila, that's the types of clothing you would wear at night. So he says similarly, the types of clothing you would wear when you're dead are not Chayev and Tzitzis. But according to the Rambam, that it's all Tully in the Zman, you probably would have to put Tzitzis on such a Beged, but obviously you wouldn't make a Bracha when you wear the Tzitzis. Okay, let's start Simon Chaf, Dine Lekichas Umachiras Hatalis. Buying and selling a talis. Halokeach talis, says the Mechaber, mitzuyetzis mi Yisrael. If you buy a pair of tzitzis, meaning you buy a fully tied pair of tzitzis from a Jew, and the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Aleph, we're not talking about a special kind of Jew here. We're talking about a regular, random Jew. We assume he keeps Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras, and Mishpacha, and tzitzis. O mitagar eino Yehudi, even a non-Jewish salesman, v'omer shalokhan mi Yisrael, neman. So both the Jew, who's nothing special per se, and the non-Jew, as long as he's a salesman, a professional salesman, whose reputation precedes him, and his sales are dependent on his reputation, if he says he bought them from a Jew, we can assume that the tzitzis were made properly lishma. The cave and the tagar who chazaka shalachem Yisrael de lo mara nafshe. He's not going to ruin his future business by lying, and then you're going to find out later that he made the tzitzis himself. Aval im lokach meino Yehudi she'eno tagar psul. But if he bought it from another non-Jew, and that person is not a professional, so then the tzitzis are pasul. And it's basically, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this Nachri doesn't even have to be a professional tzitzis salesman. He just has to be a professional salesman, and then once he gets caught lying to a customer, it's going to infringe on his sales further. You're allowed to believe him that he bought them from a Jew. And again, the Jew doesn't have to be anything special. It just has to be a frum Jew that he bought it from.